Place Fell. Ascent from Patterdale. 1,700 feet of ascent. 1¾ miles. Please ensure the following before embarking on this walk. That you have the right map, the appropriate Wainwright book, either Wainwright the Podcasts, or the second edition of Book 2, The Far Eastern Fells. That you've checked the weather, that you're wearing suitable clothing and footwear, that you're fit enough for the walk, and that somebody knows where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be gone. For more about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. Instruction 1. Start of the walk. From the red telephone box next to the White Lion pub in Patterdale, head away from the village, keeping the pub car park on your right. Stay on this pavement until you first left, where you will cross a bridge over the beck. Carry on along this single-track road until you reach a large white building called Wordsworth Cottage on your left opposite a signpost. Pause me now, but when you get there, press play again. Place Fell occupies an exceptionally good position in the curve of Ullswater, in the centre of a great bowl of hills. The face overlooking Patterdale is unremittingly and uncompromisingly steep, and the ascent is invariably made by way of easier gradients of Borrowdale Hawes. Instruction 2. From Wordsworth Cottage. Follow the signpost arrow for Borrowdale Hawes and Side Farm. At the end of the single-track road you will reach a gate and a large slate sign reading Angle Tarn and Borrowdale Hawes. Go through the gate and onto the fell. Keep to the path, which goes right. After a while it forks. Take the upper path and you'll soon get to a cast-iron seat inscribed 1897. When you reach the seat, press play again. Place Fell rises steeply from the curve formed by the upper and middle reaches of Ullswater, and its bulky mass dominates the head of the lake. It has that distinctive blend of outline and rugged solidity characteristic of the true mountain. One cannot sojourn at Patterdale without looking at Place Fell, and one cannot look long at Place Fell without duly setting forth to climb it. The time is very well spent. Instruction 3. From the Cast Iron Seat. Continue along this stony path for a good distance, climbing steadily upwards. Eventually the incline begins to ease, and you reach a broad grassy banking where you will want to rest. This is Borrowdale Hawes. Look around for an easy-to-spot outflow pipe, a cairn, and a ruin away to your right. Press play when you reach Borrowdale Hawes. Instruction 4. From Borrowdale Hawes. Borrowdale Hawes is a walker's crossroads, and the maze of paths is confusing, but each has a definite objective. Many new paths have come into use in recent years. Facing forwards, the path you need to find for Place Fell is on the far left edge of the square of grass, directly next to a padlocked drain. Take this path and stay on it, keeping left. In a short time you will come to a stone ruin on your left. Pause me now and press play again at the stone ruin. Instruction 5. From the Ruin. Now head up the gouged pathway as it cuts through the moor-like landscape. This is one of the longest sections of the walk. The path becomes wider and more rocky and turns into a steep slog through broad gulfs. Keep walking until you top out onto a fine viewpoint looking down onto Patterdale, Glenridding and Lake Ullswater. When you get to the viewpoint, press play again. Many discoveries await those who explore Placeville, in particular the abrupt western flank, richly clothed with juniper and bracken and heather, and plunging down to the lake in a rough tumble of crag and scree, boulders and birches, is a paradise for the scrambler. A more adventurous walker will find a keen enjoyment in tracing the many forgotten and overgrown paths across the fellside, and in following the airy sheep tracks that so skillfully contour the steep upper slopes. Instruction 6. From the viewpoint. From the viewpoint, carry on up through the deep gutter of the path. Eventually, you will reach a cairn at the foot of a large rocky platform. This requires a short scramble up to its middle. This is the summit of Round How, so do not celebrate prematurely. The summit of Placeville and its official trig point are still a short walk along the ridge. They can be seen in the distance on your right. Pause me now, but press play again for my final thoughts on the Far Eastern Fells at the end of Book 2. Usually I walk from morning to dusk without a sight of human beings. This is the way I like it. But what joys have been mine that other folk should share? Let me make a plea for the exhilarating fells that form the subject of this book. They should not remain neglected. To walk upon them, to tramp the ridges, to look from their tops across miles of glorious country is constant delight. A.W. Autumn 1956. Please take care and have a pleasant and safe descent. For more Wainwright podcasts, visit www.golakes.co.uk. For Wainwright books, it's www.francislincoln.com. For the Wainwright Society, visit www.wainwright.org.uk.